revenue coming in as well. So we're a tiny company, $25 million market cap, and this is just one example of how we kind of ramp up the money coming into the company. We spend $3 million a year. We believe at this point that we've reached this kind of holy grail moment where we never have to go back to market. We never have to go raise money again. And if that comes true, and I really, really think that it does, then anyone that comes to talk to us says, oh, when are you doing your next financing? No, we're not.
Right.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Well, we're not. We don't need to. We don't spend money of any substance. We don't need the money.
Keith Henderson, Latin Metals, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So good to see you again.
Good to see you. So I met you last year at the same event, the 2025 Rules Symposium, and now we're at the 2026 Rules Symposium. Walk me through the, well, before we get to that, how is it different this year? Is there more energy, more people?
This room we're sitting in is a little more filled with companies. It's interesting. This was our first time last year, and I guess we met a whole bunch of people, as you often do at conferences. But the difference with this conference is that we are still talking to a lot of people that we met last year. And so you come here and you're seeing the same faces to some extent, and people are, hi, remember you, blah, blah, blah. That's great. But I was in the introductory presentation this morning that Rick was doing, and they asked people to put up their hand if it was their first time at the show. It was at least half of the show, hey? So isn't that interesting? So we meet all of these people, we maintain relationships, but we're going to meet a lot more people this year.
And
that makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Right? Yeah, it really does. Well, walk me through the past year here. When we met, you had a lot of things on the dock, but they were coming, I want to say they're coming about a little later in 25. That's when it was hitting. And a lot is happening, and it's starting to hit right now with Latin Metals. Talk to what you can comment on.
We've got two active partners on three of our projects right now. The change for us is that it starts to look like a drilling company rather than an exploration company. So we've already had some drilling executed this year by one of our partners, Dora. We're expecting to see a substantial program for another partner, Moxico. That should be a 15,000 meter program. Yeah. And a 15,000 meter program on a project that's not exactly grassroots. Like, it was subject to having a discovery hole way back in 2018. We actually drilled it before we became a prospect generator. But it was a great hole. At the time, it was the third best copper intersection in the world back in 2018. So that was a huge success. And it was like approximately 400 meters from surface, 0.57% copper, 0.27 grams gold. If you want to be a little bit naughty, you just call that like 1% copper, more or less. So very, very significant intersection at surface, thick. So these guys are going to roll in like a number of rigs, presumably, drill out 15,000 meters. It's really just a step out and see how big it is. And that's super, super exciting for us. It has huge implications for us down the line. So this company, Moxico, that are drilling the project, they're a producer, they're a private company. Yeah. Nobody knows anything about them in North America. It's super interesting, but you walk into a conference in London and everybody knows who these guys are. They've been a huge success story. They're obviously generating a lot of money in Zambia on their copper production. They're planning to expand the company, and we're a key part of that expansion plan, so that's really exciting. We know that even though we've got a 5 or 6 year option with these guys, they want to move much more quickly than that.
Great.
They're going to get through the drilling, they're going to get to feasibility. They have to spend about $65 million to get to 75% ownership. But then, this is the interesting bit, if they want to get to 100% ownership, they have to give us a cash payment, and it's already pre-described as what that's going to be, and it's 2 cents per pound. So they walk through the process, they produce a feasibility study, they'll be motivated to maximize the number of pounds of copper in that, and then if they want to take the 25%, 2 cents per pound. So a billion ounce, small-ish, porphyry, that would be a good result, $20 million coming into us. But if it's a medium-sized porphyry or a larger porphyry, these numbers get quite a lot bigger, quite a lot more quickly. And that's just non-dilutive cash coming into us.
Right.
Then they're rushing to get it into production. Initial production, I don't know how quickly they could possibly do it, but it's not 10 or 15 years away, I'll tell you that. So they get into that initial production. Now we've got a 2% NSR instead of ownership in the project, and now we've got revenue coming in as well. So we're a tiny company, $25 million market cap, and this is just one example of how we kind of ramp up the money coming into the company. We spend $3 million a year. we believe at this point that we've reached this kind of holy grail moment where we never have to go back to market. We never have to go raise money again. And if that comes true, and I really, really think that it does, then anyone that comes to talk to us says, oh, when are you doing your next financing? No, we're not.
Right.
What? That doesn't make any sense. Well, we're not. We don't need to. We don't spend money of any substance. We don't need the money.
And that's really, and I want you to comment about this, that's really the model that you guys have. You don't need to raise any more money because you're a prospect generator. Talk about that and just about the model, if you would. Work that out a little bit for me more.
Yeah, like the idea at the beginning, we said to all of the investors, we're going to set up a prospect generator. And that means, just so you're clear, we're never going to drill a hole. Okay, everybody happy? Let's go. Forward we go. But the significance of that is we never have to spend the big money.
Right.
We never have to go out and raise $10, $20 million to go and drill a project. Other people are taking all the high risks. They're spending all the high risk dollars. And we're just sitting back and watching. So we acquire a project for as little money as we possibly can. We spend a little bit of money. And to put a number on that is like $200,000 is often all that we spend. Do some very rudimentary surface work, but do enough to present a project to a major mining company
right.
to say, even though this thing hasn't been drill tested, it's actually got potential for millions of ounces of gold or whatever the commodity is going to be. And that's, we saw that with Anglo Gold when we had them as a partner. They're open about this. They'll talk to anybody in the world about this. We are looking for projects with potential for 5 million ounces of gold. So when Anglo Gold came to me and did a deal with me, I knew that they believed that that was the potential for the project. And one of the significant things that happened to us last year was kind of on the negative side. Anglo Gold just got up and walked away from our project for reasons that are so completely separate from the project. And I won't waste too many minutes of our interview time talking about why they left. It turned out to be a really good thing for us. And I, you know, people are always trying to spin bad news as good news, but this is genuinely the case. At the moment where I did the deal with Anglo Gold, Ashanti, I had no idea what the potential of this project was.
Right, or the price of gold.
Or the price of gold. I thought, okay, I've got an exploration project here with potential for maybe 1 million ounces, low-grade gold, open pit. Gold is trading, $1,800 gold. Now that they've left, I got myself a 5 million ounce target.
Right.
I got $4,000 gold. I've got all the drill holes laid out in a plan, and I've got a permit to drill them. And I've got 15 different companies in various stages of due diligence looking at this project. Because all these other companies are not stupid. They know what Anglo Gold Ashanti's track record is. They know they're an unbelievably good discoverer of very serious deposits. They won the award this year in PDAC for their discoveries in the US. So suddenly, I've got a really hot project. And people are saying it's one of the best high sulfidation gold projects in South America. And that means that everybody's talking to me. So that's great news. So the bad news, the only bad news with Anglo Gold leaving was that it delayed my drilling by about a year.
Right.
But it really doesn't matter. A year in my world doesn't matter. And I'm bringing projects and I'm bringing partners and bringing programs
and
all
here
the time.
We are now, a year later.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So we talked about really about the model of prospect generating, and it's really, it has to do with the cost of capital and how it, you have a huge advantage over a junior mining company that has maybe 2 to 3 projects. Talk a little bit about, and not diluting your share structure, talk a little bit about your share structure. What I would not want to know, and all my viewers and listeners are going to want to know, what do you have? Shares outstanding, mm-hmm. fully diluted, and how you've kept it tight. And some of our good friends are investors in you.
Yeah. So over a 5-year period, as we built this company to what it is today, we probably issued a few more shares than we really planned to. We were hoping at this point we'd have about 80 million shares out. It's actually 138. And that's just,
that's still really
things
tight,
you can't control. It's not terrible, but it is what it is. There's some warrants there. They're all really in the money.
Yeah.
So we can count on those becoming part of the issued and outstanding.
Right.
Similarly, there's quite a few options sitting there that are in the money. You can count on those being there. So the fully diluted number is more like 172.
Yeah.
But if we never have to go back to market to look for another financing, that is the capital structure. And you can look at the company today and say, it might, you know, maybe something goes wrong. They have to go and raise a couple of million dollars. But it's not going to be substantially different from 172. That's it.
Right. So if people want to do more due diligence about with you, how do they do that? What exchanges are you traded on and what are your ticker symbols?
We're on OTCQB, we're on TSX Venture. TSX Venture is LMS, OTCQB is LMS, QF. I hope I did not get that wrong.
We'll make sure it's right.
And I forgot what your question was.
Oh, your website if people wanted to.
Website, www.latinmetals.com. And we put a hyphen between the Latin and the metals just to keep everybody on their toes. If you want more information, you can reach out to Alicia Patterson, our VP Investor Relations. We have a little dingle-dongle thing on the website that you can sign up for a meeting. The due diligence is the key thing with these projects. Like, what do our projects actually look like? The key thing with the prospect generator is you don't have to waste too much thinking about it. Like, if AngloGold Ashanti, as we just talked about, made a deal and signed up a project, it's because they believed the project to have intrinsic value. People who have already made deals with us, active deals, you know that they've done a ton of due diligence and they're actively drilling the projects. And as we get through this year, our aim, by the time we get to the end of this calendar year, is to have every one of our existing projects out with partners. So the due diligence requirements on the side of an investor are almost zero as it right. relates to projects themselves.
Right.
As it relates to management, I guess you just got to talk to us and satisfy yourselves.
Yeah. All right. So this is Andy. Just check out Keith. Latin Metals, everything is in the show notes. Just click on the links. Colby, our producer, will put it on YouTube. All of this information on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Keith, great seeing you again this year. Yeah. Looking forward to getting an update soon on all of these projects.
Hopefully it looks like a different company next year, too.
I think so.
Thank you. Cheers.
Good to see you.